Hello and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's a show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design program. I'm Nolan Giles. Mid-Century Home is an online magazine dedicated to modernism in all its shapes and sizes. The digital platform highlights interiors, furniture, and architecture built with form and function in mind. Let's hear from founder and editor-in-chief Marco Guagliardo, who shares how the magazine came to be and his hopes for its future.
It all started actually from my passion for architecture on one side and online marketing on the other. When I had to decide which university to attend, the choice was between architecture and economics. I went for economics, specializing in online marketing, and kept the architecture as a passion on the side. And the reason was because I still am very fascinated by how, for example, materials and light could shape a space and influence our lives. And so as a side hustle, when I moved to Northern Europe, because I'm from Italy originally, when I moved to Amsterdam, I started a personal blog to keep track of all my findings in architecture. And that became quite popular, especially on social media. And so in 2017, I decided to finally merge my passions for architecture and online marketing into the online magazine that today is Mid-Century Home, through which we just try to share that modernist aesthetic I fell in love with and try to inspire people during this process. We are a small team now of 5 people. And yes, we are working remotely, of course, but we are working hard. It was unexpected, but I think we are managing quite well and people follow us and appreciate what we do and the values that we are trying to share regarding architecture and design. Most of the people that come to our website and are our readers then, they indeed look for inspiration maybe for a renovation or to build an entire new house or even to simply furnish it. And so inspiration is definitely the biggest goal, but there is also a bit of education, let's say, because the modernist values were quite specific. And so mid-century modern architecture, which is basically an evolution of what modernist architecture was back in Europe, has a very specific code. The space should look in a certain way. The materials should be in of a certain type. The quality should be high and the light should flow in a certain way. So let's say that you can easily recognize either a modernist or a mid-century home from far. And so we try to communicate these values, to share them with our readers. Hopefully they will keep them during their projects. They will remember what they saw on mid-century home. I'm in charge of creating the projects we publish. So basically the process is based on my personal taste, of course, guided by the engagement that maybe past articles got and the feedbacks, of course, that we receive from our readers. What I usually look for are some of the elements I was mentioning before. And one of these being the connection between the inside and the outside. And then we have how the space and the light flow through the apartment or the house, how the space is organized through the use of furniture and interior decoration. And I would say overall clean lines in the architecture that they don't cover, let's say that they are not predominant within the space. All this together, it's kind of a magic recipe that I always try to apply to the projects when I have to select them. And last, I would say I like mostly homes with a story to tell. So humble, practical and intimate spaces which are rich in the details and the texture, the materials that are used. A bit like handmade leather bag, if you want. That craftsmanship element must be there as well. We started to expand our focus beyond architecture, and we started last year to cover more of what happens inside and outside the house after it's built. And so in 2020, we launched a new section dedicated to landscape architecture, which is often overlooked. And this year we are focusing on contemporary furniture and brands, which keep high the quality bar and follow the same values of craftsmanship and functionality, which we also look for in architectural projects. And for this reason, we are also going to visit Salone or Del Mobile in September. The long story term would be to spread the story and values of modernist and mid-century architecture and design with the highest number of people possible, because we want to show and prove how contemporary architecture and design are heavily influenced by them. And so we want to inspire the people doing so, basically. And that's why we publish also many contemporary houses and not only historic houses.
My thanks to Marco Guagliardo there. He was speaking to Monocle's Charlie Filmer Court. And that's all for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, listen to our full-length program airing on Tuesdays, 8 p.m. London time. Today's episode was produced by Maylie Evans. I'm Nolan Giles. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.